The Secret Path by Karen Swan. Read by Olivia Dowd. Part 1. Chapter 1. March 2011.
Tell me a secret,
Tara whispered into the silence.
A secret?
Alex echoed, sounding sleepy.
Yes. Something you've never told anyone before.
Oh, that type of secret.
She smacked his chest, immediately kissed it. He smelled of her shower gel, jasmine and vanilla. The sound reverberated against her ear, travelling through her and into her. She felt suffused with him. His breath, his smell, his kisses, his love. There was a silence, and then his chest inflated, the thought assuming a physical shape.
Well, I've always wanted a pet goat.
She lifted her head and pinned him with a look. That is not what I meant. He grinned back at her.
No?
No.
But I've never told anyone that before.
I feel very vulnerable to have admitted I love their flicky little tails and hairy chins and little prancy jumps. She smacked him again, laughing.
No, that doesn't count, and you know it doesn't.
Huh? She gazed at him, wishing he wasn't so handsome or funny.
Tell me what frightens you most in the world.
Oh, well, that's easy. What frightens me most in the world is what we're doing to the world. She groaned.
Ugh, can you just stop being an eco-warrior for 1 minute? We're in bed.
I'm a biologist, he corrected her. And biology never sleeps, unlike you. He arched an eyebrow. They were beautifully shaped, thick and straight, but finishing in a sharp point. And their very boldness highlighted the paleness of celery green eyes that sometimes looked grey in weak light.
What can I say? My body and brain just need a lot of rest and repair.
Well, it's not beauty sleep you need, for sure.
Charmer,
she grinned, nudging him with her shoulders, but pleased.
Do you ever think what might have happened if we hadn't met in the coffee shop that morning?
No. And before she could protest, he smiled. Because if it hadn't been there, it'd have been somewhere else.
You're a fatalist, she gasped with mock horror. But how can you say such a thing? You're a scientist.
I say it as a good son. My mom always told me, the people who are meant to be in your life, you'll meet them twice without trying. She raised an eyebrow.
And you believed that?
Of course. I believe everything my mom ever told me. A small smile wicked in his eyes. So hers, too. And she let the lack of rigorous adherence to scientific principle go. He loved his mum. There was a lot to be said for that.
Do you?
She thought for a moment.
Oh, do you believe in never going to sleep on a fight?
I believe in going to sleep on a mattress.
Stop it, she laughed. Be serious. I am learning about you.
She peered at him through narrowed amber eyes.
I am studying you. You are my specialist subject.
Huh? He inhaled deeply, but a smile tickled his lips.
So do you,
she prompted,
believe in never going to sleep on a fight?
I've never thought about it, but I guess. He lapsed into thought.
No. No?
He seemed surprised by her surprise.
What?
I don't think it's about the speed of how you resolve something. In my experience, talk can be cheap, and apologies are meaningless if you're just rushing to get them in before a deadline. Sometimes, yeah, it's better to go to sleep on the fight.
Said no one ever,
she protested. He shrugged. You've got to have conviction if you want to have integrity. All the people I admire most in the world have principles they would die for.